Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is June 29th. The Yankees lost the first game to the Royals. We have a sharp stats voicemail, cool runnings, and some other incredibly fun things to talk about. So let's just talk Yanks as I eat this Ritz cracker.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks, brought to you by DraftKings. My name is Jimmy, his name is Jake, and we have producer BBD in the corner for the midweek episode here. And I don't know. I just don't know, Jake. You know?
Yeah.
We have a sharp stat from Katie Sharp.
Yes.
Do we talk about all the quotes and all the Yankees saying things and then losing game one? Because it is a four-game series, so sometimes when we recap a four-game series, game one, we don't even remember.
Ooh, I like that.
So we can discuss it a little bit. Ohtani homers in the first.
ATO. And that's obvious.
ATO?
ATO.
And that's obvious. I like it. Can we make shirts that say that?
Done.
We've been saying that for two decades. We used to say that when we were in college.
Yeah.
Maybe that's from something. I don't know. I think so.
That's us.
Yeah. Well, Jake, how are you doing?
James.
How was your night? I haven't seen you in 10 hours.
Baby.
Tell me everything.
David. Everyone listening. Do we got the chat?
I'm getting it.
Poppy. I love the chat. The real ones are in the chat right now. And everyone listening. You guys are great. I'm in shambles. I'll go in reverse, wake up. I did go to the gym this morning, huge, built entirely different. Didn't know what I was going to work out. Did a little back and buys. Saw my Yankees guy there.
He was a little
in shambles too. We had a sad conversation.
Probably can't share that, but
yeah.
You'll tell me after.
We had a sad conversation. And there wasn't too much to it. It was just like,
things suck.
A lot of grunts and head nods.
Yeah.
It was very caveman convo. And then I came up, you know, pre-workout, you know, got a decent pump. And I was like, okay, what am I going to eat? You know, I think there's eggs, but there's no, like, cheese or deli meat. So am I just going to eat some eggs? There's one other thing in the fridge. It was last night's leftovers, Chinese food. So I had a nice little 9 a.m. leftover Chinese food plate, which is kind of peak grossness. Especially after a lift. It's kind of like you just eliminated the last 2 hours.
And you ate it cold, probably.
I heated it up, but not enough. Okay. I heated it up for
that's
a minute.
That's somehow the grossest combination.
Yes. Yes. It's as bad as it can be.
Either you eat it cold, it's fine, but it's gross.
There's warm bites, there's cold bites. Yes. The whole thing was vile.
Yeah.
And that ties to the game the night before. And I think the moment that jumped out, because the Ohtani homer, let's be honest, kind of cool. Like, first time in the stadium and just rips one to right, hardest homer of the year or something, 117. And then, so funny, when Stanton homers later and Paul's like, I think that might be the hardest homer I've seen. And he's like, well, the Ohtani one in the first, it's harder. The Stanton homer, I'll just lay it out there. Jim, you know, normally a pretty chipper lad. Stanton hits the home run, and I'm on the couch with my sweet, delicious Jessica. And, you know, the lights are going off at the stadium, and, you know, Kay starts going, trying to feed the broadcast. And I, Homer FC.
Half good, half bad.
Half good, half bad. Yankee season. So I had no reaction. And she was like, you know, not necessarily a baseball expert, just want to label herself that. She said, isn't that's good. Yankees homered.
I too had no reaction to this.
And I just had a big exhale. Because I would have, if I started talking, and I don't know if it's mansplain, go check out Mansplain Baseball. Know that kind of meme slash gif that's around. I think it's at a Houston Astros game. It's the guy with the terrible sunglasses that's talking to a pretty girl, and that's been memed, and it's like people will put stuff in quotes that's like really obnoxious. Like, you know, if you're down two touchdowns, you should go for two after you score because the number said, like, you're supposed to put a semi-annoying
sports quote
there.
People do it with the NFT stuff a lot.
If I had started talking to my sweet Jessica, I would have ended up saying everything that's wrong with the Yankees and the solo home runs and the lowest percentage of homers either ever.
That's
and
why
all of the problems with it and everything tied to it and all of the outs and he can't play the outfield and just I would have went on. I would have mansplained. So I just did a deep exhale and I was like, yeah, the homers.
That's
nice.
Our John Boy analytics. Yeah. I would have rather Stanton hit a double there than hit a home run. Like when he hit a solo home run, I said, okay, that's all the runs we're getting this inning. That sucks. We needed more than one. Honestly, that was my reaction. I was like,
yeah.
There was that one replay from behind him where, like, it was a laser. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it was a cool home run, but it didn't matter in impacting the game.
Boone continues to say things and then follow them with, but talk is cheap.
Yeah.
And I know he's mandated to do press conferences, but, like, I don't know, man. You can't say we're must-win situation and then after the game say, well, talk is cheap. It's like, well, you were the one who talked.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
He's almost fighting with himself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm because he does have the obligations. And I mean,
I wish they did it.
He's kind of in a shit spot. I mean, what do you say? Like, is it trash the team time? Because that's the only way he, like, actually gets fired.
Stan had his back in the comments.
You know, it's what do you say? I'm trying to picture myself if I was the manager. I mean, there's not much. Like, we lost, and we don't have much fight with the bats. And I mean, it seemed like that Suarez guy was in for 5.1 innings, and his pitch count. I mean, Kay said it without saying it, but he was like, how can his pitch count be like that? His pitch count was at, like, 33 pitches in his fourth inning of pitching. It was just like, what is happening? There's no energy. I mean, I'm pretty tapped out until a change is made. You know, said it 2 weeks ago. Call up, what's his name, Park? Have him play center field. Call up Trey Amburgy. Have him play some outfield. Make a trade. Fire someone. Like, it ain't working. It ain't working, and it's a horrible watch. Like, it's not even, like, what player do I like watching right now? That's the other part that kind of was a twist of the knife last night. Like, you can't be mad at Lickie. Lickie's been so good at us. I mean, you can kind of be mad he gave up a homer to Juan Lagares, opposite field at the stadium. Like, one of the worst hitters in the sports. That
can
sucks.
I be mad at DJ?
Kind of. I mean, DJ's defense.
Can I be mad at them putting Clinton late and close again?
You can, but it was actually a good Clint throw. I don't know if he was aiming for first base and it ended up with DJ. But
well, the guy doesn't even round third if Clint plays that ball correctly.
Oh, he should have been toast at the plate. Like, you can be plenty mad at Clint, and you can be mad at him coming into that situation.
I'm not mad at Clint. I'm mad at them putting him in that situation.
Right, but he
jumped for a ball that was 20 feet out of his reach when he could have just played it off the wall like a normal outfielder.
Yeah, and it gets caught on the bottom of the wall, but he ends up not being the problem. DJ LeMahieu, the three-time Gold Glove second baseman, sends one of the worst relay throws you're going to see in the sport.
After the two errors or two misplays, error and a misplay.
Which is tough because, you know, DJ's defense normally not anywhere near the problems on this Yankee team's list. So it's tough for me to be mad about that. But, I mean, that relay throw, my goodness.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
What? It was toast. And that's, you know, I went on some rants about the baseball butterfly effect. Like, you know, a normal baseball team, that guy is out at the plate and you just shifted the whole momentum of the game. But the Yankees don't have any of that. Anytime there's a 50-50 play in a baseball game right now, it goes against the Yankees because they're not positioned to do it. I don't know.
But their intent was great last night, said Boone.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
I love good intentions.
They came to the stadium and they wanted to win that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, Judge got the double in the first and turned to the dugout with a, like, let's go, guys. Yeah. So he tried.
Yeah.
We'll see. Three more games left against the Angels. Ohtani pitching on Wednesday. Who's pitching tonight for the Angels? Does it matter? Because last night was Bundy and then
Heaney.
We did good against Bundy.
Yeah, then he threw up on himself, and then they did bad against a guy on short notice.
Yeah, it's Heaney and Tyone.
Dude, it was hot last night. I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Bundy and King. Their faces were so flushed. It was 100 degrees.
On the field, hot, hot, hot.
I didn't even feel it here when I drove home and I walked from my house to the front door. I was like, oh, my God. It's disgusting out.
I had my first Subway. Went down at my Subway station, and it was a...
Just rock you to sleep like a baby.
It was a pile of hot air.
Yeah.
Ugh. A pile of hot air. I could have carried some out, like, of the Subway. I could have walked like this...
And carried some of the Subway
air. If there was someone at the top of the stairs, thrown it at them like I was holding a pile of water, and they would have felt the heat.
Thick.
Easy with that.
Thick air.
Thick.
All right. You want to listen to the Sharp Stats?
Yeah, let's do the Sharp Stats. The Queen of Stats, KT Sharp.
It's brought to you by?
DraftKings.
DraftKings.
That DraftKings is bringing us the Queen of Stats.
Yeah. DraftKings actually just sent me the email for today, too. Do you think people are betting on the Angels? Or the Yankees.
Who's pitching for the Yanks? Tyone?
Tyone versus Haney.
They probably have the Yankees as a favorite, like 136 or something.
What would you rather me give you the numbers for? The money line or with the spread?
I mean, Yankees minus
1.5.
And 1.5 is probably plus 110, something like that. Plus 113.
They don't do it. That's just like...
Okay. We're on different wavelengths. What do they
have?
The
money line is negative 150.
Okay. So I said 137 for that.
But I don't think... I think that's separate than the spread, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you're getting the run.
So that's 50-50. It's like 58% people think the Yankees will win. 42% will think...
But they don't have the plus or minus number next to that?
Okay. No. So the plus minus... The spread, 85% think the Yankees will cover.
Gotcha. Plus 1.5. Cool.
Minus.
Okay.
People think the Yankees are going to win.
I gotcha.
By 2 runs. Or no.
No.
No, the Angels are the favorite.
We're getting there. Gambling pod. Math pod.
Yeah, that's weird. The Yankees are usually the favorite, even when they shouldn't be. Well, anyway, go to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code JOHNBOY when you do. What's there? Are they still doing basketball? Yeah. How many basketball teams are left?
There's 4 left.
So which would you choose?
Finals.
Series is
to win. You bet $1 on the team.
You probably bet on the Bucks. Trae Young is hurt. Atlanta season kind of falling apart. That feels like the good bet.
That's the safest one.
Or Suns at home next game. Like, they kind of got to win it there.
Series tie is getting closer. It's 3-2 now. But they were up 3-1, and they're probably better.
Okay, we'll bet $1 on them. You can win $100 in free credits. The Yankees are the favorite. I don't know why I got so twisted up. So
yeah.
You and I were doing their thing where we say the same thing in different ways.
Yeah.
The Yankees are the favorite.
Yep.
And a lot of people have the Yankees covering tonight.
Yeah.
But if you just want to bet the money line, it's more 50-50. I would bet the Angels. If I'm being real with everyone. So you go make your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBOY when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code JOMBOY for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. The Yankees never cover. They win by one run or they lose. Sharp stats.
Stats.
Hey, guys. Queen of Stats here, and I am here to talk about the Yankees and runners in scoring position. Yeah, it's terrible. And the worst stat to me is that not only are they dead last in slugging percentage with runners in scoring position, but they are 20 points worse than the next best team, that's the Pirates. And so what I was thinking is slugging percentage, extra base hits. What makes a good extra base hit? You got to hit the ball hard enough, and you got to hit it at the right angle, all right? So I looked at the average exit velocity and launch angle for every extra base hit this season in major leagues. And it's a 22-degree launch angle and a 100-mile-per-hour exit velocity. So then I looked at the Yankees with runners in scoring position. Are they hitting the ball hard enough, or is it just they're not hitting it at the right angle? So with runners in scoring position, exit velocity of 100 miles per hour, they have the third highest rate in Major League Baseball. That's good. Yankees with runners in scoring position. So I said 22 degrees was the average launch angle. I looked at batted balls between 12 and 32 degrees. 23% of their batted balls with runners in scoring position fall in that range. That's dead last in Major League Baseball. So there you have it. And two related stats that I wanted to just kind of throw out there that kind of relate to that last point. With runners in scoring position, the Yankees have the highest ground ball rate in the majors. That's 50%. And they also have the fifth highest pop-up rate with runners in scoring position. So that kind of tells the story of the season so far. Bye, guys.
Wow, that's a depressing one. So to recap, Yankees are dead last at hitting with runners in scoring position, and the 29th-ranked team is 20 points ahead, better than them. With runners in scoring position, they actually hit the ball really hard. That's good.
Sure do.
Third hardest. But they hit the ball on the ground the most in the majors. And if it's not on the ground, it's a pop-up. So it's the, I mean, if you, it's the launch angle that's the problem. And not in the way that your angry uncle is yelling at it.
Right.
Like, they got to stop doing this launch angle nonsense. No, 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 no. They should start doing the launch angle nonsense and start hitting line drives and projecting the ball. Like Stan's homer.
Up.
And it's because they don't have speed, so they can't hit infield singles. Or beat out a double play.
Yeah, like nobody in this. Tyler Wade is the one person on this team that should hit the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Like even guard dog doesn't have the legs he used to.
He's allowed to hit some, but
mix him in, but. Yeah, it's the runners in scoring position stuff is because, Jim, I know this used to be, this was your, kind of this was a trigger for you because Yankee fans would always say, like, the Yankees don't hit with runners in scoring position.
But they usually
this
did.
This year, yes, yeah. And previous years they had.
Like, every year, every team fan base thinks
right.
They're the worst at it. This year, the Yankees are the worst.
You know, it's your opportunity, so those moments stand out more, but the Yankees are quite literally the worst.
Yeah, I did. I did this on an episode of Talking Baseball. I did like, here are the five teams that can complain about this because you're actually the worst, and here are the five teams that can't because you're the best.
The best.
And because every fan base complains about it, and in the past, the Yankees were usually pretty good.
Yeah,
top tier. They are dead last. I don't know. Is that pressing? Is that pitchability? Is it just? It's not bad luck at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I go back to all the times that players It felt like for the first 2 months of this season, you know, we ended up pointing the fingers at a lot of players. You know, the Mike Fords, the Rugi Odors, you know, the rest days that didn't seem to happen. And now, I mean, there's a chunk of a lineup there. I mean, last night's lined up. I'm losing it. I'm falling apart at the seams. Last night's lineup, I mean, Andujar. Gio Urshela, I mean, Gleyber looks like a ghost of Gleyber pass. But of the first 8 hitters last night, 7 of them are in an okay spot mentally.
Yeah, yeah. So Voit had
hit some bad
not bets. A great Red Sox series, and then he had some really, really bad swings.
Yeah.
Small sample size, but sure. He had 2 swings that were like,
didn't want to swing.
You're cross-wired right now.
Yeah.
That 3-0 swing.
The first inning, like that was the other thing where, you know, if I ended up ranting last night to my sweet Jessica, the first inning, Rendon throws home and the game would have been over. I think Rendon threw us a bone because he likes DJ. Him and DJ, go check out the replay of last night's game. When DJ gets to third, Rendon and DJ give each other a tap that is like the most mutual respect you've seen two players have each other.
Or two,
like,
silence.
Yes. Like, you get it.
Like, we're not going to say hi to each other, so let's just do an enthusiastic
they
tap.
They looked at each other like, you are the only person on the planet that understands me. It was beautiful. So I think Rendon, when he looks home, I think he saw DJ LeMahieu and said, fuck it. I don't care anyways. Why am I going to get him in trouble? Because if he does that, the Yankees don't score in that inning. An inning that it was second and third, no outs, right?
It was second and third, no outs.
That's right.
Because DJ and Judge got on. Who hit the ball Judge to score? Gary did?
Gary.
So it would have been out at home.
Gary and Judge first and second. Judge didn't score. Judge didn't get to third.
No, and I'm not trying to knock Judge because he's not whatever, but there were 2 instances where I was watching it and I was like, oh, Red Sox would have got the third there. It was like a ball in the dirt that got away from the catcher.
Right.
Not about Judge specifically, but just about like, oh, you know, some teams might have a guy in third.
Make stuff happen.
As a fly ball that Judge didn't tag on, which I don't think he should have.
Right.
Kind of shallow.
And then there was a blocked ball got away from the catcher, which again, I don't like. I think Judge would have been out. And so it's not really knocking Judge, but it's just like, oh, there's a lot of teams out there where that guy gets to third in both those plays.
And I think
any one of those something happens.
Tying it into the Boone quotes and this is that there are teams that can make things happen, either with speed or hit and run or all the small stuff in baseball where I know hit and run, God, is that a trigger word for baseball fans now? And it doesn't have to be. Like, you don't need to hit and run to win. I'm not saying that changes the game, but
hit and runs are awesome.
Teams can hit that button. You know, when you say this is a must-win game, there's teams that can hit that button. The Yankees can't.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yes.
The Brewers sent down Keston
Hura.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about Gleyber and Clint last episode, and then there were some comments about it. Like, well, he was batting 152 with a 247 on base and a 513 OPS. So the Brewers just sent him down to, like, go work on some stuff. He came back. He went to AAA. Then he stayed in AAA for a little bit. Keston comes back up to MLB for a stretch. I don't know if this was injury related or not, because he gets sent back down. Let me pull up his stats in this little stint before he got sent back down. Yeah, even worse. He played in 11 games and he only got 2 hits. So they were like, okay, that didn't take. And they sent him back down to AAA again. He was working on things. He started raking. Now he's back up. And since he came back up in the small sample size, he's absolutely crushing. He's hit 3 home runs. And I know your answer, and I agree with you. Like, they didn't really care about his feelings there. They just cared about his results.
No.
And the fact that Gleyber should not be above that, and Clint definitely should not be above that. So it's nuts.
Yeah, it's a good example. I mean, Hura's a guy that, you know, they kind of labeled the future of that team. He was a Baseball Prospectus had him as the number six prospect in baseball in 2019.
He had a really good 2019.
And he did. He came up and he hit, and a lot of analytics people said he was going to come back down to earth, and he did. He kind of went past it too far, and I do expect him to hit again. But, yeah, man.
And this year they moved him to first and stuff.
There's a lot going on. That's, you know, accountability was the word I was throwing around last time. Like, I don't know, man. There's no ramifications. There's no...
Dude, the only ramification is they have to act sad in the postgame.
Yeah. And it's like you just rotate turns. Like, who's the last to talk? Okay, so yeah. You talked yesterday.
Gio, you haven't done it. Okay, go be sad, Gio.
I don't know. Change something. This isn't working.
It's true. Okay.
Have an opener for Mike King.
Yeah.
Some of those quotes are as frustrating as it gets.
Did they send people down?
Wilson O'Day, we're supposed to be in play for today. That old baseball phrase.
Optioned Brooks Kreske.
So at least one of them's coming back today. I mean,
I would guess O'Day's coming back.
They've been
and
more optimistic.
They
about
have
him.
Abreu.
So
to
they'll
send.
Use Abreu today. Burn him, send him down. Yeah.
Hey, don't worry, man. Somebody might just be hurt, and they're waiting to find out, and they'll put them on the IL.
It's what Jake said. It's Tyone and Abreu today.
Bang.
If that's true, if he's the first one up,
yeah,
then all the quotes about season on the line and blah, blah, blah are utter nonsense. So I'll wait and see. But if Abreu is the first one up, and they use him just because they know they're sending him down at this stage in the season. And this is something they do for the last 3 years all the time.
Mm. It's not Yankees have like a 5-run lead to play with a little bit. I mean, even then, like the vibes wouldn't be great, but at least.
He would technically be the long man today because they use Nestor, but still.
Sessa got 2 innings Sunday. But.
That's wild. That's what they're going to do.
That was funny, and I'm. Kaster, you know how much we love you, so this isn't throwing you in front of the bus, but he forgot that Kreske and Abreu.
Oh, yeah, when Tony was like, well, Abreu.
So
like,
how can you send down Nestor? This guy's been so good. He's been so good for he's got no options. What are you going to do? And Tony was like, well, there's Kreske and Abreu. And Kay goes, yep, okay.
Yeah, he had a great reaction. He was like, yeah. Oh, nope, that's it. It's Abreu.
We've all been
you're
there.
Right. Yeah,
we've all been there.
Yeah. All right. So that's my what to watch. We're on the pregame show. If Abreu's the first one up, they don't give a fuck about anything.
Mm.
If Abreu's the first one up out of the bullpen, they honestly don't care about the backlash, the criticism, the season on the line, like nothing. Mm. They don't give a fuck. If they keep Abreu on the roster and he's the first one up, there's a chance he won't be, but there's a chance he will be.
Yeah.
So.
There seems to be any sort of excuse.
No
to
knock
to
on
him.
Abreu either. It's just a knock on the thought process.
Right.
He's been pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty talented. But like
year. They could be wanting him to get
when
another,
these two people are healthy, he should be the guy in AAA.
They might want to get Abreu another look because he's part of a trade deal. Like there could be things we don't know, but the thought process will just.
He still projects to be like a quality reliever next year. So
that'll be brutal.
Experience all that. There's and reasons to use him, but.
Katie, the queen of stats, thank you as always. Something that tied into that, and she teased it on the interstate a little. They talked about it on the broadcast. The Yankees homering with runners on base, just in general, they are the second worst in baseball to the Orioles. They have the most solo home runs. You know, they had 100 home runs entering yesterday's game, 34 of them. Were with runners on base, so that's 34%, math pod. The league average is 44%. Some of the better teams in the league, Tampa Bay Rays, 54% of their homers are with runners on base. The Giants, 51%, Nationals, 50%, Mets, 48%. Even my Diamondbacks coming in at 47%. So then Giancarlo hits the homer, and I asked, what does that look like year over year? Knowing I was putting Lindsay Adler in a tough spot because she doesn't have to research that. But luckily, Stats Twitter came in.
It was like New York Yankees Stats account, right?
So the Yankees, yes, NY Yankees Stats. So this year, they are hitting home runs. I think it went down yesterday because solo home run. But we'll keep it at 34% with runners on base. Last year, 46.8%. 2019, the low man, 41.8%. 2018, 45%. 2017, 47%. So, it's, like, the analytics department who have to be on edge right now, it's either the unluckiest first half of baseball they've ever seen, or you just missed part of the algorithm. And right now, it feels like a miss. You got to change something.
Yeah. What do you want to do? How much time do we got?
We
got
to do
10 minutes.
Something.
Do you want to guess the lineup tonight, or do we even care? What's Haney?
Haney's lefty, so look for the righty stack. So maybe we get Judge in center. So that's exciting. With the brothers Doom and Gloom in the corner outfield. Clinton Papadou.
Yeah. That doesn't that excites the fan base. It does. I am so focused on defense and speed not being a defense.
Yes.
The Andujar Judge. Every time they post that, they're like, "This is our best lineup," and I'm like, "Oh my god, Guardy and Clint both can't hit for shit. At least give me a guy who." I don't hold my breath on every fly ball. And then you have two outfielders playing in their right position with Guardian center and Judge and right. Like, the difference of Clint hitting versus a lefty versus Guardy hitting versus lefty, who the fuck cares? They're both top five worst outfielders in all of MLB hitting.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Who cares?
At least Guardy can field a little
At least
better.
Guardy can is field a little better, better, not a little, but much better in center much field. Better. And Judge can field 10 times better in right field.
Yeah.
So... that doesn't excite me the way it excites a lot of people. Like, hitting really, but...
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Rugi has a pretty good history against Heaney. So
put him in!
You might see him.
Put him in!
Ready for it. That was the last time.
Put him in right field.
Guys, I'm excited to watch on the Yankees right now. Rugi. Someone in the chat, Charlie, just said, my girlfriend says Odor looks like the mouse from Cinderella. I see it. I mentally already see it.
All right, so that means that my guess at the lineup is DJ, Judge, Sanchez, Stanton, Voit, Odor.
I think you got to maybe they sit Voit.
You got the lefty guys.
Haney. He kind of can't do
give
that.
DJ a day. DJ's played a lot of games. He's also heating up.
Yeah.
He's been hitting better, but he just had kind of the
terrible throw.
Just bad
brain. Let's give Gleyber a day. Let's go Odor at second, DJ at third.
Now we're talking.
DJ at third, Judge in center field. This is great baseball.
I like it.
Everyone playing new positions all the time. Yeah. DJ at third, Judge in center field.
So that would be how many guys out of position? That would be our shortstop, our third baseman, our whole outfield. So that'd be five guys out of position.
It's better than some days.
Out of eight guys. I don't know. Do you want? I mean, guessing the lineup, I'll guess that.
Can we trade for Ford before the game? Do you think we could get Ford back?
What's your honest guess at the lineup, or what would you do?
Rugi's got numbers for Zaney. Rugi's got numbers for Zaney.
Kill yourself, Jake.
I'd run the same thing back.
I might sit Voit. I might give Voit a day.
Okay.
Yeah, the bad swings.
So then you put DJ at first, Rugi at second, Gleyber and Gio left side.
I cannot believe how Stockholm syndromed we've become.
At least he's fun. Like, at least he's going to bat.
He does interesting
stuff. He's going to slap himself across the face. Cool. Like, that's... that was my, you know, part of my weird morning was like, it's supposed to be entertaining. Like, you could still lose baseball games and it's entertaining. I mean, I think Kay said, oh, Kay said it right after the Stan broadcast. He's like, it's really quiet in here. And it should be, because there was nothing. The middle of that game was, what's his name, Suarez just dicing us up. Not even, like, good at bats. When's the last ball in a gap? Has that happened?
Yeah, Judge got a double down the line, but don't think that's what you're
first at
about.
Bat, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple good things from the Royals series. That was already a week ago now.
All right. Well, it's a shorter episode. We got to flip the room and do a talking baseball interview. Get my sadness out of me.
Not terribly mad about it.
Yeah. So that is the episode today. You know, Thursday, it's a day game, and then we will be back here. And
it's
like
a four-game recap. Ben.
Let's see. Four-game recap. We talked a lot about this game today.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
So that's
that worked
good.
Out.
That got out of here. But, yeah, we'll be back on Thursday and all the pregame shows, obviously. And then, holy smokes, we'll see what we're dealing with then. If they get a win, whatever, who cares?
Go Yankees.
Win your next five. Hamburgy Park. Hey, everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.